Yo, what's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I am back in the new year. Happy 2024 with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets for Season 6, After Workout Nut. So, can y'all believe I taped? Usually, I know y'all probably be like, oh, he doing these episodes too. Y'all still listen, which I appreciate, because I still get to the point, even though there might be short episodes in the past 5 seasons. But so far, Season 6, they've been decent length episodes, so... Will I keep it up? Will I go short? Or will I keep it long or medium? We'll see. But let me know how you're feeling about these episodes. Because, let me know how you feel. So, yeah, after workout nut. So, remember, I went to the gym to work out. And, you know, working out, you know, a lot of guys get turned out, good God. They get turned on when they work out. And that's what happens. I think there is a science to it, and I don't know is it hormones? I don't know what chemicals or whatever start flowing, or, you know, what happens in the mind when you start working out, but definitely got turned on. You know, and for one, said all those guys in there, you know what I mean? I'm not a, like, muscle dude, but I don't discriminate towards guys who have muscles, so... You're definitely seeing arms and, you know, chestuses and, you know, guys, you know, sweaty and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely turn me on. I thought about, and I'm so glad to have this ability. Because, oh my God, if y'all only knew. Because, you know, the cat is, you know, being a thinker, you think about a lot. You almost think about everything. So, but I have the ability to pull myself back in. I have the ability to think about the whole picture, the whole, you know, the pros and the cons. So I was thinking about, you know, going to the bathroom, going into a stall and jerking off with the door open. But I'm like, no, that's, see now, I'm not the people on Twitter that can do that and get away with it. Because I'm like, yeah, that's somebody going to call somebody. And I'm like, yeah. You know, so I do public stuff, but I think about it. And I make sure that I have like a escape plan or a get out plan. So I know if you my day ones from season one. From season one, I know that you have heard me talk about struggling on the train track. But the train track had like a dip in it. As far as, not the train track, but it was like some bushes to where I could have parked my car. So it wasn't just like open space. So if a car was coming, if a person was coming, I would have enough time to put my pants up, get my car or whatever. And then on the bus, I was all the way in the back. You know what I mean? And the camera couldn't see. They could only see my head. And then in my car, you know, I have enough time. If I see a car or a person come, I pull my pants up. And I was also in a secure place. And in the park, did I talk about the park? I think I did. I don't know if I did. But in the park, I was far back. So I could see if somebody was coming. I was always make sure I was looking out. So if a car or a person was coming, I had no time. So you got to be smart when you're doing public stuff. Some people just do public stuff and they don't care if they get caught. But I'm like, it's still a decent indecent exposure. You can't go to jail for that. So I do make sure I do stay safe and to have like a you know, escape plan, things like that. So I was like, yeah, I can't do that. Even though that sounds hot, somebody coming in and joining me or, you know, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I can't go that far. So I just jerked off. And at first I was like, I ain't feeling this. You know what I mean? I'm not typically a guy who stands up and jerks off. So typically, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it, but I got into it. And then... Yeah, I came and I left on the floor, and that was like my you know what I mean? Like my part that I went and did something I'd never done. Because I think I had done public, I think. I don't know if as far as like a public restroom, I think I had done public restroom at that point. Yeah, I had done public restroom at that point, but I always cleaned up. But that time I was like, no, I'm going to leave this so somebody see it. Take it how you want to take it. Some people might think that's nasty. Some people might think it's hot. I haven't talked to anybody who thought it was nasty. I mean... Cleaning it up, if I was a person who had to clean it up, you know, it could go either way. I could be like, oh, that's so disgusting, I could clean this up. Or I could be like, dang, that was hot, somebody really got off in it. You know what I mean? Probably to a straight guy, that might have been, probably was nasty. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. And probably part of the reason why I don't jerk off while I'm standing up is I have powerful orgasm. So, my legs do get, I do get weak in the knees when... I have an orgasm and I'm approaching orgasm, so that part for sure. But yeah, that is the time. I think I jinxed myself as far as talking about, as far as saying short episodes, because now I'm like, okay, what do I say? But I mean, public, I definitely have more fantasies about doing public stuff, but you know, those are like, yeah, those are safe too. I don't want to share them just because in case they happen, and I can come back and tell you later, but I don't want to jinx it. But yes, I definitely want to do more public things. So stay tuned for that. And I can't believe we're in a whole nother year. Like, that's so crazy. We're in the first week. This is the first Friday of January and of the new year. Like, what is crazy to me? We've been through a whole nother year. Can you believe it? But yeah, make sure you keep coming back every Friday at 11 Central for a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets. Make sure you follow Struggle Secrets at Struggle Secrets on all social media platforms. And stay safe and stroke often.